After this, it'll be, hey, you got a little something on your lip.
Thank you.
Put you on TV.
Good?
Yep. Yeah, you're good.
That's what I'm talking about.
But there is kind of a lightness in the air. Like, you guys are kind of enjoying this final week.
No, I wouldn't say enjoying it, but, you know, whenever you get a chance to finish strong and, you know, grab some momentum for the off season, you always want to take advantage of that. But, you know, it's been a rough year for us, a long year, and we're definitely looking forward to next year already. So, I guess if it's, you know, we're ready for us to be over, that means next year will come quicker.
What do you think you guys have learned from this season that will help you grow as you grow next year?
That you need to take advantage of every opportunity you get out there on the field. And, you know, this is hard. It's not easy. And if it's a guy finishing the play, you know, and, you know, just putting that extra effort into it, and that's what we need.
It's been a long time since this organizationally this team has played the role of being a spoiler. That's exactly what this team is going to be doing on Sunday. What's the mindset of being the spoiler?
Oh, I'm not a spoiler. I mean, I'm not going to just let them come in here and win, but I don't believe in that term spoiler because that means you're on the losing side of a season. So definitely I'm not proud of calling ourselves spoilers.
What about as you watch the playoffs, you know, is it going to be bittersweet thinking about the potential that this team had season gone awry? Now you're watching all the guys play while you're sitting there.
No. I mean, I definitely have a nasty, dirty taste in my mouth from this season. But, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited about next year, and I'm excited about the potential of this team and the explosiveness we have on this on the offense, on my side of the ball. So I'm excited, but, you know, it's going to be a long off season, and, you know, we just have to work hard and get better individually so we can, you know, come together as a team and be better.
You guys will be circling a few games on the schedule next year.
San Diego will be one of them.
Is it good, though, to have that, focus, maybe have a little something to take out on people?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's part of sports, you know, competing. You know, you're going to have those rivalry games. You're going to have those big-time games that you get up for. You might want to have a little payback. Or, you know, it's just a good game, period, every year. But this year, San Diego gave it to us, so that's a game I'm looking forward to next year. But we still have to handle business with Minnesota. So, you know, first things first.
Maybe you play safety again next year like you did in college?
I would love to do that. I would love to do that, be able to get over there and throw some shots at LT and Phillips.
Ha 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 ha.